You are listening to the Hope Public Schools Weekly Podcast. This podcast is produced by the Hope Public School District as a communication tool for students, parents, staff, and community. I want to welcome you to today's episode. I'm Hope Public School Superintendent Dr. Bobby Hart. Just a couple of quick thoughts before this week's podcast. First, I want to ask you to help share our podcast with other students, parents, and families. Our building leaders need to communicate with as many people as possible, and this tool is a great help, and your assistance can aid others in receiving much-needed information. Lastly, our schools and our community are going to look different on the other side of this pandemic. Let's work together to forge a hope in Hempstead County that we want, one that is prosperous and lifts up the positive in all. Instead of this period in our history being looked upon as a struggle, let's make it a defining moment, one that forces us to make a positive change in our community. On behalf of the entire Hope Public School System, I want to encourage you to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Clinton Primary families. AMI Packet 3 was released on April the 8th. AMI assignments for April 13th through May the 1st is still available for pickup. AMI packet containing assignments for May 4th through 22nd will be released on April the 28th. School will remain closed for the remainder of the school year. Students need to continue completing assignments during this time. There are drop boxes on the car and bus lines at Clinton Primary to turn completed assignments in. Parents, please continue responding to teacher communication and stay safe.
Hello, my name is Roy Turner. I'm the principal at Burl Henry Elementary School. I would like to thank those of you who came by to pick up your child's April and May AMI packets. If you didn't have an opportunity to do so, no worries. By now, your child's teacher should have contacted you. If not, they will be contacting you very soon. Parents, we are setting a date for May the 6th from 10 to 12 and again from 4 to 6. We would like for you to come by the school to bring our library and accelerator books back. Although we're out for the end of the year to on-site instruction, students should be working in their AMI packets. Digital learning is a part of this process, and teachers will be contacting you weekly. Continue to look at our Burl Henry Facebook page, as well as the Hope Public School website page for continuous updates. If we could be of any service to you and your child, let us know. We will always continue to be a resource for our parents and provide the best educational outcomes for your child. In the meantime, stay safe, take care of one another, and we hope to see your child's smiling faces very soon.
Hello, HAPS families. This is Dr. Duke. As you've heard by now, school buildings will remain closed for the rest of the school year in an effort to keep everyone safe and well. The AMI packets that you received last week contain schoolwork for the remainder of the school year. And your advisory teachers will be in touch with you at least weekly to chat, provide instruction, reach out, and just connect with you. Please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. We're here to help and support you through this. And remember, if your AMI work takes you more than 90 minutes to complete daily, you should contact your advisor for assistance. As of Monday, April the 13th, there will be a newspaper box on the front porch to return AMI work weekly. Staple together your work for the week, be sure your name is on it, and place it in the box. You can mix and match your assignments weekly, but be sure you're turning in the following each week: an at-home project, my math assignment, and a science assignment. We want you to keep your journal entries together since you're creating a living history primary document of the adventures that you're having, so there's no need to turn it in weekly. While work can be turned in at any time beginning Monday, April the 13th, students and families need to be mindful of the following expectations. Students should turn in work from March the 16th through April the 17th by Friday, April 17th. Students should turn in work from April 20th through May 20th by Wednesday, May 20th. You can either bring AMI work to the school and turn it in via the newspaper box or electronically submit completed work to your advisor. Here are another couple of announcements. Any student who still has their National Honor Society packet needs to return it to Ms. Northcross at the school. You can leave it in the newspaper box on the front porch. Just clearly indicate that it's an NHS packet. Contact her if you need more information. Any student who accidentally took home a Chromebook or an iPad needs to reach out to their advisory teacher to schedule a time to return that device to the school. And finally, the staff and I all want you to know that just because school is canceled, our love and connection to you is not canceled. Our hope for your future is not canceled. Our joy at being your teachers, counselor, cafeteria ladies, paraprofessionals, secretary, nurse, and principal is not canceled. We are still HAPS. There are still problems to solve, stories to read and write, things to create, and life to share. It's a new adventure going forward, but our commitment to you and to the calling of education is as unwavering as ever. Somebody once said, attitude is the difference between an ordeal and an adventure. Let's make this new normal a HAPS adventure like no other. Hang on, everybody. Better days are coming.
Hello, Eager family. This is your principal, Mike Raderball. I hope all of you are out there staying safe, washing all of your hands, practicing social distancing. That is healthy to us all. AMI packets for days 11 through 17 are at the front door of Yerger Middle School, and those will last through April 17th. At that next point, we will have more AMI packets out there that will last from April 20th through May the 15th, and we'll also be putting all of those online packets, all of those AMI packets online packet form to be picked up at the front of the school. So if you count up all of the days since the first day that we've missed school, AMI packets will be there days 1 through 35, which lasts until May the 15th. So if you count all of those days from the first day that we were out of school, there are 35 total days of AMI packets per core subject area. Each of those days are worth 1 point per core subject area. So every day you can earn one math point. Every day you can earn one literacy point. Every day you can earn one science point. And every day you can earn one social studies point. And all of these points together will constitute your fourth 9 weeks grade at Yerger Middle School. All of these days are online for you in your Google Classroom. If you cannot access Google Classroom and you have lost days 1 through 10 and you would need other copies, please contact me at my email address at mike.raderbaugh@hpsdistrict.org, and I will try to make those copies for you and meet you at the school, and I will display them so you can have all the copies that you need to have a full 9 weeks grade. Just because COVID-19 is out there does not mean that the educational process stops for you. You still have your career in mind. You still have college that's up ahead. You have sports that you must be eligible for next year. So please, anyone out there who has not followed through with all of these documents and have not turned them in, please contact me so that I can help you catch up. All special programs are out there up and running for those of you in need. Meals are coming to your neighborhood on weekdays. And we are here to support you in any way that you may need. So I would like for each of you who need a support to reach out to us. My email address is mike.raderbaugh@hpsdistrict.org. And the Yerger Middle School main office line is 870-722-2770. And you can reach out to your teachers. And when you type in their number and you leave the message, they can respond. Thank you all. Stay safe. And I really hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Hunter, Dean of Students for the Ninth Grade Academy at Hope High. Students and parents, I understand that we are in uncharted territory of the unknown as we strive to move forward in facilitating remote or distance learning. Our teachers and administrators realize that we must be flexible and adaptable during this transition period. To try to meet all students' needs, we are utilizing literary and non-fictional reading passages with Common Lit through the Google Classroom platform. A PDF hard copy is also available, which can be picked up at the high school in front of the MAC building, labeled as AMI Packets. This will be our AMI procedure for the rest of the school year. Students will receive teacher feedback with multiple opportunities to edit their work and resubmit for completion. Once again, AMI packets 1 through 5 are available immediately via your school's email Google Classroom account. Additional AMI packets will be added, so check your school's email account at least weekly for updates, announcements, and assignments. Everyone, continue to stand together by keeping distance while staying connected and keeping hope. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Nix, the director of the Hope Collegiate Academy. When people ask me about school being closed, I'm quick to say school is not closed. Only the campuses are. We are still having school. Just ask any of the teachers and kids. Teachers, of whom I'm one, are working diligently to communicate with students via computer what they normally would have taught and demonstrated in their classroom. This is not an easy task. My students are emailing me about so many assignments and deadlines. They are saying they are feeling a bit overwhelmed. This made me think of some tips that someone sent me for working at home. They've been helpful to me, and I thought they might be helpful to your students and even some of you. Number one, get dressed. Science says it's much better for your mental health and productivity to get dressed when working from home. It puts you into the right mindset to work rather than nap. It also helps to create a boundary between your work life and your home life, and it makes for a better Zoom experience for the rest of us. Number two, do quick and simple workouts. Exercise keeps you fit and gives you that much needed endorphin rush to make you get more pumped up and ready to finish work. Remember to step away from your screen and get some steps when and where you can. Number three, don't stay inside for way too long. If you can, once in a while, go outside to freshen up your perspective and get those creative juices flowing. Number four, eat lunch away from your computer. Take an actual lunch break away from the screen. This can help you to be more focused when you get back to work. A dedicated lunch break also gives you another potential opportunity to socialize. That's right, virtual lunches, anyone? Number five, know when to concentrate on the computer and when to unplug. Staying at home can lead to hours of endless procrastination. Set times that you would be focused on working, like your regular school hours, and set times for rest. Number six, make evening plans. If you can, phone or video call with friends in the evening. This can be a lifesaver for extroverts who are now having to work at home. This will also help you to find the end of your workday and give you a truly re-energizing social outlet that you'll look forward to all day long. Although campuses will be closed through the rest of this year, Teaching and learning have not stopped. Encourage your students to work during school hours and do virtual socialization with friends after hours, as well as spend real bonding time with their family in the evening. This time out of classrooms may be like hitting a reset button for all of us. This is a time to appreciate face-to-face teaching, being with others in the classroom, and for us to learn some new technology skills that will be useful in the future for teaching this technology-driven generation that we serve. Just a few reminders to your students. Kids, be sure and check your HPS district email, Google Classroom, and do it often. And if you are a collegiate academy student or concurrent credit student, you also need to be checking your UAHT emails and Blackboard. For current ninth graders applying to the collegiate academy, the application deadline has been extended to June 1st. Take care of yourselves, God bless you, and let us know if there's anything that we can do to help you. Bye-bye for now.
Dr. Hart, just wanted to make parents aware that if your student gets medication while they're at school, those supplies can be returned to parents this week. Starting Monday, April 13th, all of these pickups will be from 11 to 1. So if your student goes to HAPS, it'll be at the high school at the ticket booth where you enter the gym so we can keep everybody safe. HAPS will be Monday, the 13th. Tuesday, the 14th, will be Yerger Middle School and Katz. Wednesday will be Burrell Henry. Thursday will be Clinton Primary. And Friday from 11 to 1 will be Hope High School. The nurses will be there to dispense the medicine back to the parent if your student takes medication while they're in the Hope Public Schools administered by a nurse on their campus. So that's 11 to 1 each day this week. HAPS on Monday, YMS and CATS on Tuesday, Burrell Henry on Wednesday, Clinton Primary on Thursday, and Hope High School on Friday. All of that taking place at the high school, at the ticket booth, going into the basketball arena. Thank you.
Let's say thank you for listening to this week's episode. We hope all of you are safe, all of you are healthy, and that all of you are staying connected. Thank you again for listening, and thanks for believing in Hope Public Schools.